Love with skin on. God's presence made tangible. Scripture reading, John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And from Hebrews 4:15, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Beloved church, friends in the faith, those carrying burdens seen and unseen, today I want to talk about a love that's not abstract or distant, a love that puts on skin and steps into our mess. Love with skin on is God's way. Presence that heals where words fall short in a world quick to offer advice but slow to show up. Let's see how simple being there fulfills God's call to love. Presence does what words cannot. Life has moments when sermons ring hollow, advice feels empty, answers fall flat, a diagnosis, a loss, a betrayal. Words can't touch the depth, what pierces the pain. Presence. Someone just there, not fixing, not filling silence, but close enough to feel. Presence gives courage without lectures, peace without platitudes. Think of Job's friends. Their best ministry was sitting silently 7 days. Later words hurt, but initial presence helped. The greatest love isn't eloquent. It's enduring when you stay, you say, you're not alone. That's ministry at its purest. Isolation lies about love. Many struggles stem not from weakness, but loneliness. Isolation breeds lies. No one sees, no one cares. If they knew, they'd bolt. We ache because we feel unseen. The enemy amplifies isolation, making us doubt love. But presence shatters that. A friend showing up says, I see you, I care, I'm staying. Ruth clung to Naomi in grief. Presence turned despair to destiny. When alone we spiral. With a brother or sister we stabilize. Human presence reveals divine love. Here's the mystery. We often grasp God's love through human touch. His I love you comes via a voice. His care via a hug. Jesus embodied this. The Word became flesh. God with skin on, dwelling among us. He touched lepers, wept with Mary and Martha, ate with sinners. Presence proved love. When someone stays in your storm, they echo God's nearness. Human presence makes divine love tangible. God uses people as his hands. We need love with skin on, not just theology, but touchable compassion. God often ministers through people, a hug when words fail, a walk when silence comforts. Moses needed Aaron's hands to hold his up. Elijah needed Elisha's companionship in depression. God uses us as extensions of his care, visible evidence he hasn't left. Your presence in someone's pain says God sees you. It's love incarnate. Just being there is ministry. You don't need eloquence, solutions, or strength often. The powerful act is simply being there. Sit quietly, walk slowly, stay longer. Presence declares, you matter, you're not forgotten, you're loved. That's enough to help breathe again. Think of Jesus at Lazarus' tomb. He wept, presence before power. Church in a hurried world, slow down to show up. Your being there could be someone's lifeline. Let's commit to love with skin on. Present, persistent, profound. Father, thank you for your love, not just spoken, but shown. Thank you for loving me through others, through presence, through people who stayed. Help me to be that kind of presence for someone else. Help me to stand in the gap with skin on. Just being there. Amen.